USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top health officials in the United States are touting the safety of the coronavirus vaccine. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar and NIH veteran and coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci received the Moderna vaccine in a televised event along with several frontline healthcare workers.
What we're seeing now is the culmination of years of research which have led to a phenomenon that has truly been unprecedented.
A new coronavirus relief bill is on President Trump's desk. Congress passed the measure yesterday after months of talks. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying the $900 billion bill could have passed earlier this year, but Democrats did not want to pass anything as they thought a bill passage would help President Trump's reelection hopes. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President-elect Joe Biden has chosen Miguel Cardona, the education commissioner for Connecticut and former public school teacher, to serve as education secretary. Businesses were not given any legal immunity to COVID-19 cases in the second stimulus package, so many small businesses are concerned that they could potentially be sued if employees or workers get sick. According to the website Lawsuit Tracker, 6,000 complaints have been filed related to COVID-19 against businesses across the United States. Karen Harnett is with the National Federation of Independent Businesses. She tells Fox Business,
we're concerned that a restaurateur, for example, somebody comes into their business and those tables are 5.5 feet apart instead of 6 feet. You know, that is the grounds for a threatening letter that extracts a settlement of several thousand dollars from them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As lawmakers head home for the Christmas recess, one lawmaker is explaining why he voted yes to a $900 billion stimulus package.
Congress has passed a coronavirus relief package as part of a larger bill to fund the federal government through the end of the fiscal year. The relief package contains funding for vaccine distribution, enhanced unemployment benefits, more small business loans, schools, and a $600 direct payment to most Americans. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise tells Fox News that he voted for the bill to get much-needed aid to small businesses, many of whom are barely surviving.
In the end, the COVID relief is critically important to save these small businesses. You know, and I know businesses all across our country. In South Louisiana, I talk to restaurants and other businesses every day who are about to literally teetering on the verge of bankruptcy, and they need this lifeline. This gives a second round of paycheck protection program loans. It helps those gig workers. You know, in New Orleans, we've got a great thriving music industry. They're all, none of them can go out and perform, and so we need to keep that culture and keep those industries alive, but they're literally dying on the vine right now.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A new Harris X poll shows that 59% of Americans think that it is likely that President Trump will run for the White House again in 2024. When broken down by party, 68% of Republicans think it's likely. Meanwhile, 50% of Democrats think it's likely. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.